outside of the area.
All right, Paul. Well, I'm sure Mum's looking down at you since 2015. But I'm sure she's looking down on you all together, making sure that you're getting on together. I'm sure there has to be the odd row, sure, Paul, but that's in any family, so it is. But it's good to speak to you today.
Thank you, indeed, Paul, for joining us today. Now, what I want to do is I want to go to Kevin Brannigan, who joins me on the line, because, again, a very busy weekend for those, but if you want to get further details, jobexpo.ie for further details. But Jobs Expo is coming to the Galmont Hotel this coming weekend. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Isn't it great that COVID is gone and you can have these events in person and get people in and admission is free again?
It's such a difference than the way things would have been if you go back, say, 12 months or 18 months. There's a very kind of start-stop situation where we were able to have some events here and there physical, but the majority of events were virtual. And that is, you know, a successful means to have an event, particularly with specialist sectors. But for, you know, for broad jobs events, physical is all the way. And I think it's the perfect way for people to meet recruiters face to face and for recruiters to meet candidates. So, you know, it's the perfect day for people who are looking for jobs. And it's all the better that it's physical for such a broad cross section of professional candidates and employers.
Now, you have 25 of the leading employers in the west of Ireland, if not Ireland, in the Galmont on the day in question.
Yeah, so we've a selection of employers, some of the best and largest employers in the west of Ireland across a number of sectors, medical, civil service, healthcare, teaching, tech, customer service, insurance and financial. You know, we've picked a variety of different employers. So for people who are looking for any opportunities, whether they're in those specific sectors and they have a very clear idea of what they want, or even if they're not sure and they want to go along and see what these, particular employers are trying to recruit for, we have them all there. There's also, you know, options for people who want to further skill. We've the Atlantic University. We've a variety of different people. So if they want to go along to either find out about jobs or about, the types of courses that are available to upskill, we have it all there in the Galmont. And it's our first time back in the Galmont, would you believe, Keith, since February 2020.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to getting back. It's a fantastic conference venue right in the city centre as well.
Feb 2020, you got in just in the nick of time there, so you did just the nick of time. When you look, though,
just
Kevin, when you look at jobsexpo.ie, the likes of the National Ambulance Service attending, that's a big one. The court services, the Brothers of Charity,
and
you've named others as well. I mean, you're talking about serious contenders here, and they're looking, but also you're not just coming with the employers, you're having seminars and tips and techniques for interview success and LinkedIn and confidence and all of that. So there's, it's more than just looking for jobs now as well.
Well, it is. And I suppose, you know, some of the employers, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the HSE will be there, National Ambulance Service. We've, you know, medical companies like Vordenberg Medical, Nua Healthcare. All of these are major companies looking for hundreds of people. But in addition to that, yeah, so we have the full day of talks taking place. And, you know, I suppose there are certain topics that are ever popular, you know, how to perform with interview skills, how to write your CV. But I suppose we've a particular slant on it this year in that we've tried to make the talks quite motivational, and it's kind of aimed at people who might not have the confidence or people who might be looking for a new position for the first time in many, many years, you know, and it's about them having the confidence to make that decision, to find out what their options are, but also, you know, how to apply for a job, you know, how to, develop career confidence, how to prepare for interview. There's a particular seminar that we've brought back, which is one of the ones that I love, Keith, and that is what to do if you're in a job you hate, but you can't afford to quit. And that's one that really resonates with a lot of people because, you know, they're in a position, they might not like it. They might feel maybe they made a decision in their 20s to do something and they're now in their 30s, 40s, 50s and want to do something different. But they have a mortgage, they have a family, and they're petrified that, if they make that change, it's not going to work out and they're going to be on the scrap heap. So that particular talk is, you know, how to put yourself in the right frame of mind. Things don't always have to be, you know, a decision that has to be made there and then, you know, there'll be quite often steps that you can take that can make you evaluate, which can help you evaluate whether a decision is the best thing to do. And the majority of these talks we have here will help people who might want to do something else, might not be sure what that is, but have a feeling it's time for a change. Mm. And, you know, that's what the employment market is all about these days. It's about people making changes. It's about opportunities. And the employers recognize that and are, you know, much more willing to speak to people, particularly in the 40s and 50s and 60s, than they might have been 10 or 15 years ago.
So Saturday morning, you're going to be there from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. It is important. It's free admission, but you have to control admission as well. So they have to go to www.jobexpoexpo.ie, Kevin.
Yeah, so it's www.jobsexpo.ie. It is free admission, and we ask people to register in advance. It'll only take 60 seconds to register, and it just helps us manage the crowds. You know, we do expect it to be busy. It's always busy.